Thank you for that reflection. Beautiful. I feel like sometimes I have to keep getting a new compass.
Yeah.
Nice cracking. Taking the, it's like I'm appreciated of Zoom, and it's been very helpful on so many levels. But the other thing that I'm going to, and I'm reflecting back to Ajahn Yanako's reading of the Katina, that it's the actual physical presence that also I find I've been missing.
Yeah, we're human beings, and we're actually hardwired to kind of like each other even, or appreciate each other's presence.
Yeah, so I was like thinking, coming up to the monastery, it's like seeing, you know, it's like I appreciated the retreat last year. We did it online, you know, and there'll be another one, and yet at the same time, there's something when we're all together practicing in the room. Yeah. We go out, you know, we sit, then we go walk, we sit, we go walk, we hear these different reflections. But it's like together, you know, in person. And I find I'm missing that. And something in the Katina cloth, it's like when I drive up here, I'm not around the corner, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a couple hours for me to get here. And I realized, when Ajahn Yanako was talking about how the monks had to travel through the rains, to, you know, and their wet robes after this, you know, after the Vasa, just be with the Buddha. And I'm like thinking, oh, that's what I'm having to put that energy to get up here. Mm-hmm. So where at home, I can just turn on the computer screen, sit in the chair, you know, I was just running around. But here, I actually have to stop. I have to plan my morning to get up here. So the energy actually even starts before I get here to be present with the Dhamma. Recognizing it's before I'm even here.
Yeah, and that is one of the great benefits of gathering together, and there is there are some limitations of Zoom. I said there's great benefits because there are, but then there's also there's limitations, and Ajahn Yanako is because he's been moderating different things, and so that's being able to turn off different cameras of different people who are who plug into the Zoom meeting, but they're sitting there eating, or
they've got the phone in their pocket, cloth.
So not actually, you know, it's not making the effort to sort of, I mean, that's when you're here, you tend to be on your best behavior. Sometimes the people in the front of their own cameras in their homes are a bit casual.